Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. I'm coming to you live from the Villages, Florida. This is the Savvy Retiree. I'm happy that you could join me today. This is a very eventful, rather exciting day, rather scary day for us here in the Villages. We are in the Hurricane Irma center area where Hurricane Irma is expected to come through. We're expecting the worst tonight about 2 in the morning, tomorrow morning, Monday. So the winds are gradually getting stronger and stronger. Right now we have a wind speed that about right now I'd say 20 miles an hour approximately. We're expected to get up to about 74 miles an hour at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning. So we are watching this very closely and waiting. We're all here in the Villages. We've all prepared the best we can, have our supplies on hand, and hope the worst thing that we're hoping that the winds will not, you know, just tear up our place. But 70 some mile an hour winds, we can withstand, most of us. They have evacuated our mobile home community, and those people were put into shelters at one of our recreation centers and at our local high school gymnasium. This is the first time this has happened. So this tells you this in 50 years, this community has been here 50 years. It's the first time the Villages itself has sheltered people. So this is a very dangerous storm, and we are all just a little bit anxious to find out what's going to happen. So we know what's happened down south. Down south has been devastated by this, you know, down in the islands and Miami, and it's just been one horrible storm, and nothing like it before in Florida history at this magnitude, this huge. Right now we have it's 78 degrees, and we're experiencing rain. We do have wind right now at 43 miles an hour, 22 miles an hour to 43. We're expecting 2 to 3 inches of rain. So the rain, it's pretty light. The winds are more likely to cause damage. Flooding here, they managed to keep the water. They know their drainage system is excellent. They're excellent here at managing the rain and whatever they can do. They're very on top of things here. We have an excellent emergency preparedness county, and our governor, he's outstanding, Rick Scott. I'm sure you've all seen him on television. He's all, you know, he's right out there in front, and he's very concerned about his citizens, and we all appreciate him. He's the greatest. So we will all just wait and see what the storm is going to bring. If any of you would like to call in, I'd love to talk to you. The number you would call in on is 657-383-1639. My broadcasts are short, 15 minutes, because I'm kind of just sort of starting out in this show. And I really would love to hear from all of you. Any questions you might have about this senior living community we live in, the Villages, Florida. It's the number one senior retirement community in the country. And as I've mentioned before, people from all over the world come here. They golf, mostly come here for golf. Our snowbirds come from the north a lot of them have homes here. They come down here when the weather's bad up in the north. We have Canadians. We have people from England, a lot of people from England. We have a Brits club, in fact. Our life here in the village is unique. There is no community like this around. You might have smaller communities. This community we live in is, we have over 100,000 people here, and it's growing like crazy. They're building, they can't build fast enough, and we love it. We love it, the way this community has kept itself to the level, to the standard that it is. It is absolutely planned senior community you could ever find. For the price, you have a variety of, a range of price in here. You don't have to buy, you can rent. And hey, just come for a visit. If you want to know how to just come for a visit, let me know. I'll be happy to tell you what to do. And it's very simple, it's very inexpensive, and you will have the time of your life. If you're in the process of considering retirement and what you want to do, we've got plenty to do here. This hurricane should not cause you any concern. It's not something that is a regular type of thing. This is an exception, and I mean, no one could have imagined this dream hurricane. But most of the time, we have beautiful weather. People golf all day. They golf at night. We have pickleball. We have clubs. We have dancing all day long, all night long. And we have plenty of shopping, restaurants. There's plenty to do here. If you like cards, if you want to play baseball, we have a polo field. We have all kinds of activities. We have a lot of talented musicians, artists, and performers, actors. We have large groups of people who perform in the theater here. There is never a day when there isn't anything going on. We have squares. We have Spanish Springs Square, we have Sumter Landing Square, and we have Brownwood. And in these squares, nightly, we have performers, live, free entertainment from 4, 5 o'clock till 9 o'clock at night. And it's free. You just chairs out there. You can sit out there. We have kiosks where you can get things, alcohol. You can get things to drink. We have, you can bring your grandkids. Anybody comes and they just relax, dance, listen to music, and have a good old time. It is wonderful. Most of the time. Now, I have been here 2 years. I am from California. And I have to say the weather is nothing like California. I knew there was humidity. I knew there was going to be some, you know, different. I didn't know about thunderstorms, how frequently they occur. We are the number one lightning capital of the world, which isn't a problem either. We're prepared for all of that. We have surge protection. We have, lightning rods on the houses, and there's a lot of precautions. They won't let you swim. You don't swim when, you know, there's a thunderstorm. But you have plenty of time during the day to do what you want to do and have a good old time. The thunderstorms come through generally in the summer, and they only last, like, usually they roll in about 3, and they're gone by 5, and we go on. And it's not like it's a big deal. The brain is very usually just light. It's mostly just a light show with, you know, you hear some thunder and you might see a little lightning. But where we're situated, we, for some reason, this area, it really, it is very blessed to be in this area where, for whatever reason, we don't get the brunt of the bad stuff that goes on normally. This is kind of a strange occurrence. So don't be afraid of, don't think that, you know, this whole place is going to be demolished and there will be nothing left in Florida. That's not true. Every place has its disaster. I mean, you can have tornadoes and earthquakes and floods and fires, but it's our turn. Houston got it last month. We're getting it this month. I mean, that Mexico got an earthquake this week. So you can't really be fearful of Florida just because this is what happens. And sometimes weather is unpredictable, very unpredictable. So don't let that discourage you from coming here. You will, trust me, you will, you'll say, man, amazing. It really, truly is worth seeing. And living here, if you really want to, if you really want a change in your life and you're ready to make a change, check it out. Check it out. We would love to have you come here. We encourage people to come here. And I think that you would be pleasantly surprised, really and truly. Don't let today hinder your decision if you're thinking about it. Before I came here, I looked in California, too expensive, and you live in a little box with really no sense of community to speak of, unless you go into your really expensive communities where you might have a little nicer. What we have here is what I was able to afford here. There is no way I could afford that in California. There is no way. The Villages is designed for all price ranges. And don't let that scare you either. We have reasonable fees, and we have, with those fees come, you can go to any golf course, any rec center. You have access to everything. So please tune into my show, and please consider calling me when I'm on the air, or just send me a note. Send me a note. Go online, and you see where you can send me a note. Please do. I'd love to hear from you. So, for today, Sunday, September 10th, I wish you all a very good day, and I've enjoyed doing this show, and I hope you will all continue to listen, and I love you all. God bless the Villages, God bless Florida, and God bless America. This is the Savvy Retiree signing off. Have a wonderful day.